Leading by example means being willing to fail and doing just that. And the most powerful reason to do this, for me, is my kids. This is the Amplify Your Business podcast with Matt J. Hannum, where I have candid conversations with inspiring people and turn topics inside out to help you build a business that works for you and create more freedom in your life. Hey, welcome back, guys. Well, this one's an interesting one. We're on the topic of leading by example. And yeah, I'm going to dive just straight into it. So, I have a goal. And that goal is to lead by example. I've no doubt done this in many ways, being a parent, employer, coach, mentor and friend. But I really want to take it to another level. Having three kids ranging from 10 down to 2, along with the other pressures of life, has me at many times overwhelmed. It's super easy, or I find it super easy, to get swept up in trying to manage the family, keep the kids quiet, keep them respectful when they're out. And it's just easy to get distracted. And with so much going on, it would be reasonable to use all of these as an excuse. And I said at times I have, but really, like, many, many times I have. To me, though, leading by example means being bold. Leading by example means being brave. Leading by example means being grateful. And leading by example means being humble. Leading by example means admitting that you don't always have the answers. And leading by example means actually doing something different, taking real action towards what it is that you love. Leading by example means being willing to fail and doing just that. The most powerful reason to do this for me is my kids. I can whinge and yell from time to time, and I'll be the first to admit that this parenting journey is not something where you get it right, even lots of the time. And in my experience, yeah, you're always trying to do the right thing, and you just come across things that you've never been through before. But I know one thing, they watch, they absorb, they don't necessarily listen to you, but they sure do seem to pick up on your habits, your actions, and your approach to life and way of being in the world. They do what you do almost like a mirror, whether you like it or not. I heard it said recently that not going after your dream or your vision in life is a modest form of child neglect, because you are not showing your children that life is about going after your full potential. Like full potential, you know, because they're watching exactly what you do. They're watching the sacrifices you do or don't make. They're watching where you take a shortcut. They're just seeing and learning like a sponge. Yeah, we'll fail often and have to get back on the proverbial horse, but really, do we have a choice? Do we really truly have a choice if we want to provide our kids with the best possible example? Life was meant to be lived, and to me that means to thrive rather than survive. Without seeking to judge, like, how often do we see people, or how often do we make decisions with the desired outcome of being to survive? Surviving isn't thriving. And when we focus on surviving, that's what our life is going to be about. I know what kind of life I want, because the truth is, we're going to experience pain no matter what. We're going to experience pain striving for survival. So we may as well be in pain inflicted as we're going for the life that we do want. This is something that comes back to me over and over again. And, you know, often I'll find myself then leaning back towards survival, leaning back towards safety. But I want to ask you that question. Where in your life are you leading by the example, the true example that you want to set? And where are you not? It's a bit scary, but it's pretty simple. If you're overweight, you know. If you're not giving your all with your work, you know. If you're not opening your heart and your relationship with your partner or your family, you know. We don't need anyone to tell us what's wrong. And we're certainly not broken. We just haven't invested emotionally in being who we truly want to be. So this really is a short podcast and a call to action. To me, for me, and also to you. Where in your life are you leading by example and where are you not? And based on that question, you ask yourself right now, what do you need to do next? What do you need to do about it? What is the next step? Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that short rant. But if you want to hit me up on Instagram, or if you want to check me out on YouTube, you can go over to Matt, M-A-T-T-J, Hannam, H-A-N-H-A-M, or head over and, yeah, say good day. I'd love to see you like and share this podcast. So I'm pumped about being back in the saddle and doing this again. It's one place that I wasn't leading by example, and now I'm stepping it back up and getting into it. So thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you on the next show. Please subscribe, please share it, and I will talk to you soon.